Yeah.
This is The Spark. I'm Martha Whitruth. For those of you who may not know, a Judy Chop is A, Diamond Dave, the Hillbilly Ninja's patented move, or B, a rollicking, mostly acoustic band whose members hail from all over WMRA land.
This next song here is one that Bill and I wrote at work one day, and it's called I Will Never Leave. So we'll just start on it. I can use the intro from this one.
Built our seven generations' legacy to grow. Tell them that they'll never make it go.
That was Molly Murphy, vocals and guitar, Sally Murphy, banjos and vocals, occasionally kazoo, Jess Berg, percussions and vocals, the Reverend Bill Howard, vocals, electric guitar, and relatively recent additions, fiddler Anna Matichazik Hennessy, and bassist Travis Weaver, a.k.a. the Judy Chops. When we first sat down to talk, I asked who were the main mouths of the Judy Chops, and Molly and Reverend Bill raised their hands. Then Travis, Jess, and Sally made it clear that customarily, they don't say much. When I said, you know, why don't you talk, I think, Jess, you said, we're the rhythm section.
Yeah.
What is the rhythm section? How come you don't talk?
I don't know. We're just bringing the beat, I guess, too much back in the back. So,
Jess pretty much drives the rhythm on. We had a gig not that long ago where she missed the first set, and we played well, but it was a big difference when she showed up. It just took our energy levels and tempos up. So
might be bringing it too fast sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah, so she drives it, and I guess my job as a bass player is I just keep the music moving. I play. It's a combination of the rhythm of the drums and the chords of that the guitars are playing. So then it's a lot of movement, so it's kind of the in-between. So we just basically drive the music and keep it going.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's our job.
Sally, what do you got to add? You're not getting off the hook.
Well, I thought I was going to get off the hook because I'm not entirely the rhythm section. I guess playing the banjo, it is a little bit more rhythmic than the guitars. But I would consider myself more one of the singer-songwriters of the group that just has a smaller voice when off stage.
One of the staff people here at WMRA, when you were in a break, stuck her head in and she said, "What kind of music is that? How do you answer that question?"
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. We call it modern vintage. Or the new old school is what we kind of like joke about, but you know, or Americana. I mean, we have a lot of influences. We've played in lots of different crazy situations and crazy bands. And I think of all the bands that I've been in, this band tends to really embrace not being one thing. You know what I mean? We definitely try to indulge all of our influences. So yeah, we've got country and western and blues and rockabilly and you know, a little gypsy jazz, it's a little bit of everything, and a little bit of hip hop. You come to a show, you might even hear a hip hop song or two. You know?
Yeah, there's that funk.
a little funk, you know.
Yeah, hippity hoppity.
We get in the paper here locally. We get listed as funk rock at one of the venues that we play over and over again. And I don't.
It must be a typo.
I assume it was supposed to be folk rock, but it continues to
funk rock.
It continues to say funk rock. So every time I'm like,
how about funk folk?
Yeah, funk folk. I like that.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Funky.
And that pertains to a couple of songs. And that's the thing is that you can say we have all these influences, but it's not like a fusion thing. Like a lot of people say, "Oh, I'm influenced by pop and jazz and classical and rock and R&B and Americana and bluegrass and country," and you can't really hear it in their music, but I mean, definitely with Judy Chops, you hear all those things and you hear them distinctly.
And I want to ask you, I think it was the second song, all of a sudden you were fiddling away. All of a sudden you did a little riff that sounded like a violinist. Am I crazy to coin a phrase?
Actually, I am a violinist.
The truth comes
I've
out.
I've just gone bad.
That's it.
Was Judy I Chops right? Made her play fiddle. Yeah.
Was I right in that you did a little? It wasn't deliberate then.
I can't tell anymore.
Okay.
I really can't. Like I play. I'm studying classical violin. Yes, I play in symphonies. Yes, I play chamber music and solo violin music and
smart music, if you will.
Rock music and you know, country music and whatever the Judy Chops are playing kind of music, and
all right.
It all just kind of comes together that, you know, I'm allowed to improvise, so I just do whatever I feel.
Have violin, will play.
Sometimes I feel Django, sometimes I feel Brahms. That's what you can hear.
Are you guys improvising at all? How closely worked out is what you're doing?
I think arrangement-wise, we generally have the songs. We know the structure of how we're going to do the songs. But solos and things like that, we're generally improvising, I'd say. We may have an idea of how the structure of the song or how it's going to work within the structure of the song, but a lot of the times I'm shooting from the hip.
And this is Travis. I've been improvising since the first show I played with these guys. Because I went through the Judy Chops crash course.
Very true.
Show up an hour before the gig, get a half an hour primer, and then go on stage.
I've got to say, yeah, Travis has delivered on that every single time.
Yes.
Do you like that?
Yes, I do, actually. Yes. I seem to work better under that pressure.
You don't talk, but you don't mind kind of shooting musically from the hip.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You're talking well.
This next one is the Western Swing Mashup.
One, you're tired of breaking other hearts, won't you come back again and break mine? When you're tired of roaming, darling, and your love light it no longer shines, when your dream world falls around you and you sit by yourself and pine, when you're tired of breaking
sitting here, baby, just thinking about you. And now why should I cry over you? Tired of breaking other hearts, won't you come back again and break mine?
Drums, Jess.
Yes.
I was watching you, and you got this great kind of, oh, whatever, look on your face. You know, there was a kind of a zoned look while your, you know, your foot was pumping and your hands were whatever they're doing, whatever you call the motion. What's going on in your head while that, oh, whatever look is on your face?
Well, these guys all used to be in a band called the Bourbon Specials, and I used to go see them all the time. And some of the songs we've recycled with the Judy Chops, and I used to dance to, like, even if nobody else was dancing, I'm like, I love these guys. I'm going to get up and dance. So I think I just kind of remember those days, and it helps me keep rhythm, and I just kind of get in my zone and just do my thing. And I sing along with the guys, even though it's not, you know, out loud. I'm still getting down back there. So
I think with Jess, too, I mean, the cocktail set, you know, you play it standing up. And that's the big difference between that and a traditional drum set. And we've talked a lot about this, is that, you know, Jess is kind of naturally a dancer, I think, and she loves, you know, moving around. We get that a lot, like, oh, you know, your drummer looks like she's having so much fun back there. Just
define this cocktail set term that we're using for the drum set. I'm looking at it, but
yeah, it's just a basic modified little kit. It has a snare on top and a bass on the bottom. Has a little kick that, you know, kick kicks upward, and then it has a little crash and a little hi-hat. It's really simple, a little snare that attaches on the side. It's a really cool look. I think they used to play those in jazz ensembles back in the 20s.
They got popular because jazz drummers were trying to get these big kits and get them into these very small places with big bands and things like that. So people got really creative and started modifying kits. You can throw it in a trunk and, you know, still have room for all of the other equipment that you have to bring along.
I heard the Judy Chops for the first time this summer when Tom Duvall and I went down to stand behind the WMRA table at Old Middlebrook Village Days. "Who is that?" I asked Tom. "The Judy Chops," he said, "and I've been after them ever since to come on the Spark. As they all work jobs other than music, it took a while, but we did it. And when they finally came, the Judy Chops were nice enough to fulfill a special request."
This here's a Willie Nelson song.
Crazy, oh, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. And I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me.
First of all, thank you for doing Crazy. That was
my special request.
Yeah, my request. Who took the lead in styling that? And how did that version, you know, Crazy is sacred Patsy Cline territory. And you turned it into a different song, which I think is that, and not a lesser song.
Yeah.
Which I think is that's a real compliment in case
I'll take
you, in case you don't recognize it. So how did that come about?
It wasn't just me. I think that we had reached out for a song that I could sing because Sally, being a songwriter, and a lot of times my bandmates are like, "What can Molly do? She doesn't really write a whole lot of songs." So I think that was one that I wanted to sing that I had known a little bit. And Sally said, "Hey, why don't you sing this song in the band?" And we kind of traded off and did a slow part and a fast part just to mix it up and not do the song just the same as it was arranged originally, but to put our own little flair on it. I think that's really important. If you're going to do a cover song, you got to pick a good one, and then you got to do it really well. So if you're going to take the same format as the original artist, it's got to be really good. But if you don't, it's still got to be interesting in your own. And I like that Sally and I switch off. She sings melody on the faster part, and I sing melody in the beginning.
How do you do that razz that you do in Crazy without tearing your throat? Or do you tear your throat?
It's not a whole lot of tearing. So what you do when you clear your throat is, and that's like your vocal cords rubbing together. So if you do that with a note behind it, like, that's it. And
there
then you,
go.
Do it controlled with a couple of notes maybe. Or yeah, it's just a...
with a note.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to practice that in the shower. I've always wanted to be able to do that. How did this eclectic Judy Chop sound evolve?
I think we all enjoy playing with each other and backing each other up, but we're also very strong-minded in our influences and what we want to be doing, and so we kind of have to compromise. And we all demand that certain things be brought to the table, and I think that everyone else respects that.
Give me a demand. Give me your demand.
She's not
demanding. Teach you.
I demanded that we start doing that Western swing mashup. That was one of my demands.
Molly, what's one of your demands?
I think it's really important how it comes together. I don't really care what song we do. I like to have a lot to do with the arranging and how it comes across to the audience. You know, I think that how you show people what you're doing says everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter really what song it is or genre.
Jess, do you have a demand?
I'm pretty easygoing. So as long as you give me a heads up what song we're doing, I
Jess demands a good time.
That's right.
And chips.
Yeah. Travis, are you allowed to demand? You're the newest, right?
Yes.
Are you allowed
yes.
to demand yet?
Well, I'm sure they would, appreciate it, and they would definitely show respect for any demand I would have. But I've come into something. I just met these guys in August, actually, and so I've come into something that's already in existence. You know, the songs are arranged and written. However, I think the more I get into new material, original material, I'll definitely will have more room for say. And
it's happened already.
Yes.
Yes.
Like 4 days ago, we had our first Molly, Bill, Travis Weaver at 2 a.m. jam at the house. Mm-hmm. And we worked on a song that Bill had written maybe 8 years ago and hadn't really done anything with. And I remembered it from, 8 years ago, remember the words to the chorus, found the harmony right away. And Travis, being a singer too, just, picked right up on it, started working on a bass line, and then went through it a couple times, and he said, hey, what if we do this on this part, or what if I go to this on the chorus? And he's right there
with
being
demands.
Part of
yes.
the whole process.
Just throwing ideas up.
I haven't asked you, Bill. Demands? What do you bring to it?
I do a lot of the booking and organizational type business end of the band.
So you demand people show up?
Yeah. So yeah, I basically try to set the schedule. I book the shows. I do those kind of things. Musically, demand wise, I brought the electric guitar into the mix, and that was a big departure, I think, from mm-hmm. what we were doing before, and to now. And I guess that's taken, some time. But I think that's one of the things that, you said it. We can play a lot of these different, we can be a lot of these different bands. And it, because of that, we've kind of been able to do that. We've booked ourselves at hippie jam band music festivals and been just fine. And we've booked at the Oak Grove Folk Festival and sounded like a straight up folk band, for that show. So I think... where a lot of bands get pigeonholed and have to do their certain venues over and over again, we can actually have a dynamic show and maybe give you the same songs, but you're gonna see the rock band one time, and you're gonna see the folk band the next time, and you might see Crazy Gypsy Ensemble another time. And I think for me, that is what I demand. I don't want a band. I've never liked. Being in this, I'm in this blues band or I'm in this country band. I want to be in a group that's just making something good and new and special. You know, so. All right, this is a song called Old Virginia's Gone Cold. Everybody ready? Old Virginia's gone cold since you left me, girl. That empty side of the bed is the coldest place in the world. I don't know what I can do. The only time I feel warm is when I'm holding you, and I'm sleeping alone, shivering the whole night through. Well, you told me when you left me that you'd never be coming back home. Well, I told you I didn't need you, girl, but I know now that you're gone. Oh, Virginia's gone cold since you left me, girl. That empty side of the bed is the coldest place in the world. I'm a jack without a chill. Thought I was a mountain, I'm not even a hill. Well, I'd hit the road, but you know.
You'll find a link to the Judy Chops MySpace and Facebook pages on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
Well, you told me when-